drivers.
Generally, if you're using external hardware, whether it's graphics card, printers, etc., update your drivers. I mean, that's, I gotta say it all the time. Make sure you update your drivers. A lot of people complain about GPU problems and video card support, and updating your driver fixes the problem. And they come out with updates all the time, so definitely keep checking that. Question?
Oh,
back there.
Yeah. My most irritating thing that happens to Photoshop is when I'm not in Photoshop and accidentally click the Photoshop icon and have to wait like 5 minutes while the whole
thing is on. It's not 5 minutes anymore. It's a lot faster now.
But the suggestion would be to include the force close command on the splash window, because there is a force command like thing where something's opening and you can hit some keys and it'll just stop opening. We include that on the splash page so we don't have to sit through the whole thing.
Well, but you shouldn't have that anyway. On the slowest laptop I can find, it still runs Windows. Mm-hmm. Photoshop launches in 20 seconds.
It's a CS5.
No. Actually, that's CS3, 4, and 5. I'm trying to keep it up to date. If Photoshop is launching slower than that, look at your machine. Something's not right. It could be thousands of third-party plugins you added. You may have 500,000 brushes that you added. Maybe you've got to wait in the file system to actually find the file names. We've occasionally had font problems or other things. However, in the most common case we find is like a bad version of an antivirus software or something else. But generally, when we talk to customers who have these problems, it's one quick fix and it's back to 20 seconds or less. And on a modern machine, it's 5 seconds or less to launch.
But generally, that's a good idea.
I have one more suggestion. Is if you have to reinstall Photoshop, have it save all your actions into a separate folder so you don't overwrite those. Because as it is now, you end up overwriting actions that you created in prior versions.
That's a good idea. Any other comments? This is fun.
Don't get me wrong, you guys are awesome.
Just another irritation. I don't know.
Question? Comment?
A definite break between what Photoshop is capable of and what Painter is capable of. But if you're just doing like, you know, quick easy stuff, or you can mimic these looks, but it does take a while to sort of fine tune into your brushes. But I find the best thing to start with is just one of the default brushes. One of the, like, you know, you've got there's the Fire 10 specific brush sort of mark. You start there. Try combining with a dual brush, with a separate brush of the same sort, and play around with like how often the, I can't think of the words. that slider thing at the bottom. The spacing, thank you. See, I know these things in my head, I could do them, but I don't know the words. Play around with the spacing a little bit and just try different marks over and over until you get that thing that looks most right. It does take a while to sort of narrow into what you're looking for, but eventually. Like, I used Painter once, and once I found that one brush that did exactly what I wanted to do, I just used that all the time, and you'll find the same thing with Photoshop. Once you say, hey, that looks like the chalk line that I'm wanting, then you'll, you know, save that brush and keep it forever. So.
And I'll add to that check out the presets. We have a lot of presets that we ship with, and further, our customers share a lot of presets online.
Yeah, there are a ton of brushes online.
So you can go through Exchange, Adobe Exchange, where a lot of people exchange really cool brushes, or you can go to different artist websites. Sometimes people just have random brushes that they like to share. I think there's a lot of external people that we work with, like John Derry, Russell Brown at Adobe, Julianne Koss. They all have really great brush tips and techniques to help you kind of get familiar with it. And that's actually a fundamental difference between the way Painter handles painting and as opposed to Photoshop. Painter defines a lot of these types of brushes for you. Like they say, this is what a chalk is, this is what a, you know, gouache brush is, this is what pastels are. Or Photoshop typically approaches it like, we give you parameters and controls that allow you to define that for yourself. So that actually gives you more flexibility, but there's a little bit more of a learning curve.
So there are also a lot of tutorials out there on how to create brushes, how to get certain effects. You can Google for a lot of them. If you know, just Google Photoshop chalk brush or something. DeviantArt and similar sites have a lot of tutorials, and, as well as brushes and things, and a lot of junk and so on too. There's a lot out there.
Question over there.
Okay. One of the things that irritates me is that, in history, you can't delete one action without deleting all that comes after it. So in this one, I want to know, are you able to, shuffle actions around and, you know, delete one action without deleting the rest so you don't have to do them over?
No. History is just recording the state of the pixels after each command. We're not recording the commands you issued, because it's way too complex and takes up too much memory. So you're not going to be able to delete a history state and somehow get the result of everything without that one step. It's just not the way we work and not the way we think we can work. The lady in the fuzzy brown costume was holding her hand up the whole time and ignored her. Okay, are you on Mac or Windows?
Mac.
Oh! We moved to the Cocoa API in CS5. Apple forced us to do this to get to 64-bit addressing. The Cocoa API is not exactly as well tested or it does not have the history of the Carbon API. It's fragile as hell. Yeah, we've had a lot of problems. We've also had a lot of third-party plugins that needed major updates because we changed the API. We've discovered things like fonts installed with the OS cause the OS to crash in lots of programs, not just in Photoshop, but somehow because we were one of the first ones to use this API heavily, we got in front of it. So we've been working with Apple constantly to get these things fixed, and we are continuing to work on it.
I will say, though, on CS5, download the update. We did an update very shortly after the release, and Chris, in fact, fixed a lot of crashers, especially on the Mac side, so.
Yeah, and there are two updates out available already, there may be more in the future. Sometimes we can work around with OS bugs easier than they can fix the OS bugs and other things. And sometimes it's hard to fix anyway. Please keep up to date on both platforms. If you've got random crashes you don't understand, we have forums on adobe.com where you can ask questions. Odds are somebody else has already seen it, especially like the fonts or third-party plugins. And they can walk you through how to solve it, or at least how to identify a cause.
And when you get that little box that says, do you want to report this to Adobe, please say yes. And maybe put a couple steps in there, like what you're doing.
Oh, and if you want us to actually respond with a useful comment on how to solve the problem, include your email address. I've got some guy is sending in thousands of reports of a crash. If we know it's because his OS install is broken, and we know it's the same person, but we don't know his email address, and we can't tell him to reinstall the OS.
So aside of what irritates you, you can ask those questions, but if you also want to think about where you would like to see Photoshop go in the future, just in case you have those ideas as well, I won't limit you to just irritation.
Okay, next question. Yes. So we can right now change the background of the actual document, like the gray area over here on the side. You can change it to any color that you want. But we're looking at into Yeah, we're looking into how we might want to actually change the UI to better reflect the image that you're looking at. So. Are you on CS5?
Not yet.
Well, when you get onto CS5, try using the quick select tool.
What are you using the pin tool for? To make selections or to draw vector art? Okay. There's a lot of tutorials, but there's no great way to learn it other than do the tutorials and do some work. We're not quite like Illustrator, although we're sort of like an older version of Illustrator that we never kept up. Unfortunately, you know, we're not, our strength is not vectors, but we have some vector content. And we've been talking about that and trying to see what we can do to improve it. It's just gonna take a bit of work. The only thing I can say is if you Google for tutorials on the pin tool, there's one that complains about having to option click every single point. That's because he never read the manual. You don't have to option click every point. You just didn't freaking learn how to use the tool. Other than that, most of the tutorials are okay.
Okay. A couple more questions. And then we'll collect names or business cards for a raffle at the end, and then I'll kick it into some demos for CS5. All right, question down here. I'll show you that feature today. Yes, that's CS5, yeah.
Awesome.
I'll let our panelists answer that. The question was, what are our favorite, that she saw a video online where someone's removing some, you know, garbage or trash or extra mergers or something in their images, and that's a content aware fill feature, and I will show you that in just a minute. But then she asked what our favorite Photoshop feature was for anyone in here as well as the panelists. So why don't you guys
start. Probably smart objects, because they allow me to do non-destructive filters, they allow me to resize all my vector artwork, or, you know, stick my CMYK artwork in an RGB document, keep the original CMYK around, and play with it and change it later, and resize it and not lose anything.
Besides the brush engine, which I've, you know, crowed about already, I think I also like the layer effects, because in my work, I have to be prepared for corrections. I have to do corrections on the fly. If, say, for instance, I didn't read the script and the scene occurs at night instead of daytime, and I just make this glorious daytime sky, and suddenly they go, by the way, it happens to be midnight, then I can just go into layer effects
Adjustment layers. Blending modes, thank you.
All the blending modes that I can go in. I can do all that stuff on layers and never destroy the original painting that I did, and, you know, send them off to the editor, and they go, oh, wait a minute, we wanted a red sky instead. Then, you know, I can go through and fiddle with all those things again. So it's really customizable, and the best thing is that I can do it on the fly. And the other thing I really love, and I am crazy about this, are quick keys. That makes my job phenomenally faster than having to constantly go to the palette. I freak people out when I color, because I'm just like color. So, you know, between the brush engine and the quick keys and the blending modes, I think that's,
you know. Yeah. Quick note to add to that. You do realize that you can customize the keys for most of the commands and tools in Photoshop. Someone we know didn't realize that until about three versions after we added that feature, and she'd been requesting it the entire time.
Anyone else
want to
answer that?
Yeah. For me, it depends on what I'm doing, whether it's using smart objects with camera off or for photographic work, or whether I'm doing painting with the new mixer brush, which gets us really a lot closer to the real world media.
Mine is, of course, 3D related, but I've been devised since I wrote the stuff or worked with the people who wrote the stuff. But the ray tracing engine in CS4 and in CS5 can do some pretty amazing shadow and refraction and reflection effects. And it's really on par with commercial 3D packages out there. How many people here use 3D packages like Max, Maya, this kind of stuff? So.
And how many people here use 3D in Photoshop? How many people here know that there's 3D in Photoshop?
Thank you. So, check out CS5 demos for ray tracer, like I said, 3D here, biased, but some of the stuff is really cool, and we're continuing to improve it, so.
Well, aside from the 3D stuff that I love using, I do a lot of storyboard work, so I do like two or three brushes, like here, and pencils, inks, and simulations like that.
Anyone out there want to share a couple things before we switch fields? Yep.
I love the layer comp feature.
Layer comp feature, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Really helpful. And also, probably.
Back there?
Yeah, anything about the Cintiq tablets? Like, from Wacom tablet to Cintiq?
Specific about the Cintiq or the Cintiq?
Using it, because they're pretty costly.
I use the Cintiq, I know Mike uses the Cintiq, and I couldn't live without it.
And back there?
I discovered how to blend in Photoshop as well as one can blend in Painter. Like blender brushes, custom blender brushes that are equivalent to what you find in Painter.
Have you tried the new mixer brush stuff at all?
No, I haven't.
I'll show you guys that in just a second, too. So the question was, what do we think about the blender brush and Painter versus, blending in Photoshop, et cetera? Well, really, prior to CS5, we weren't able to realistically blend colors together until we introduced the mixer brush. So I'll show you guys that, too. So let's switch fields now. Everyone get your business cards out or a little piece of paper and write your name on a piece of paper. We'll have somebody come around collecting your name for a raffle at the end. And we'll give out 2 Photoshop CS5 extensions. We got so many people here. So yeah, everyone, get your cards and then pass them down to the middle aisle, and we'll have somebody walk down there and collect them. We'll do this at the end, so if you miss your, you don't get it together and get your name out there, we can collect it at the end as well.
So back to 3D, the features, if you can't find 3D in Photoshop, it means that you don't have extended. 3D is a feature set for extended. So CS4 extended and CS5 extended have 3D, while the regulars are not.